And at 25 to 8, a very good morning to Darren Frell. Darren.
Good morning, Brian. Well, the race for top four place in the Premier League is boiling up nicely. Chelsea up to third in the standings, 3-2 win against Crystal Palace, 2-0 up at one stage, but Palace got back into it, and Chelsea holding on a bit in the end, but a big win for them. Leicester are fourth. They drew 1-1 with Arsenal. The Gunners led 1-0, but then they had Eddie Nketiah sent off. Jamie Vardy made the extra man count, went on to equalise in the 84th minute. For so long, Leicester have looked like they were going to take the automatic Champions League place, but now they're beginning to feel the pressure, and their manager is Brendan Rodgers.
Well, I think it's huge for us. You know, Arsenal, as you see, have been on a really, really good run, playing with big confidence. But we've been able to come here after a tough game at the weekend, come away, play well, can't win the game, but we don't lose it, so it's really good for the spirit. And we'll now get ready and go into the game at the weekend. But I think it gives us great confidence again to continue with this mindset and just stay focused on the next game.
Now, Arsenal not happy at all with that sending off of Nketiah in the second half. Was only on the pitch a matter of moments after coming on as a sub. Mikel Arteta, the Arsenal manager, was confused by the referee's decision to check in firstly with VAR and then to walk to the sideline and check the monitor for himself.
What I'm saying is that if we review incidents of that type, we review them all. And it has to be something equal for everybody because it changes the game completely.
Watford moved 4 points clear of the relegation zone. They had a 2-1 win against Norwich City. Norwich will be relegated if they lose to West Ham at the weekend. In the Championship, Brentford overcame Charlton 2-1 to maintain their promotion push. Fulham beat their promotion rivals Nottingham Forest 1-0. Blackburn overcame Cardiff 3-2. And there was draws between Luton and Cardiff and Reading and Huddersfield. Now, an independent inquiry will investigate allegations of physical and emotional abuse met by a number of British gymnasts. Francesca Fox, who competed at London 2012, is one of those who has come forward. She spoke on ITV News last night.
I wasn't tall and I wasn't skinny. I was short and quite curvy. I already got told I was fat at age 10. And this went on until I retired when I was 20. And I was weighed 2 to 3 times daily, sometimes more. And because of this, it was an obsession. And I could weigh myself 6 to 10 times a day because I got made to feel like I had to be a certain way. Rather than me being just me, I was told constantly that I was fat, that I looked like a hippo, that I couldn't jump because I was too big.
Yeah, just reading through some of the detail of the allegations this morning, some absolutely frightening stuff in there, and it follows on from the abuse scandal in the US. I think it's probably given the British athletes, you know, something to a voice, maybe to speak up and to follow up on that as well. The Women's British Open will go ahead as planned at Royal Troon in late August, but without spectators. And finally, Fernando Alonso is back again. Well, looks set to return to F1 with Renault next year. The two-time world champion will turn 39 later next month. I'll be back with more sport after the news at 8:30.